Hide and Find by Bakonite. Read by the Dragon Girl as Ahsoka and the narrator.
Pop Little Queen as Jayla.
And
Amay Mayad as Anakin.
Recorded for Awesome Ladies Podfic Anthology 6. Inspired by Reentry by Flamethrower. Ahsoka Tano is 3 years old, and she's going to be the greatest Jedi ever, just like Master Plo. The first time Ahsoka sees Anakin, she doesn't know who he is. He just looks like one of the younger Padawans, maybe 10 or 11, talking to one of the bigger kids from the creche in the corner of the room. It's finger painting day. Finger paints are the best, so duh, everybody's there just hanging around. Usually visitors on finger painting day get pounced, but there are some really wizard colors today, and Ahsoka had this idea last night, and she can't wait to try it out. But she gets the same tickling feeling she gets from Master Plo in the back of her head. And it's not funny bad, like anything about Master Plo could be funny bad. But it's kind of funny itchy and funny awesome too, so she grins at him. And he stares at her for a few seconds, then does the thing some of the adults back home used to do when she said something really interesting. The mean staring thing. Except everybody here was a Jedi, and they always said interesting things, so what was the staring about? And then he leaves with his friend quickly. Jay Levine is only a little shorter than Ahsoka, and she's been way better at not getting cranky during the day since the first week Ahsoka was at the temple. Jedi temple. So wizard! So Ahsoka doesn't mind much when Jayla manages to pounce on her while they're in the little library. You looking for books too, Jayla? Jayla giggles.
No. Shh. Hunting.
Ahsoka blinks, and Jayla grins.
Taya's here,
she says by way of explanation, and Ahsoka blinks again, wishing she had a face mask just like Master Plo's, so that nobody could see what she was thinking on her face so easily. Who's Taya, and why are we hunting whatever Taya is?
'Cause it's a game, silly.
Jayla grins and takes her hand.
You want to come help me look in the garden, so?
Ahsoka, she corrects. Because while Jayla at least manages to say more of the name, she really doesn't like being called So. It just leads to her being called So What later.
Ahsoka?
Jayla repeats dutifully, and tugs her along, heading for the nearby garden. Ahsoka decides she really doesn't want to wonder why Jayla had been in the library looking for Taya, if she thought Taya was going to be in the garden. So, what does Taya look like anyway?
Like a big black cat?
Jayla replies, and her tone says,
Of course.
And,
How don't you know who Taya is?
All in one go. Hey, I was only asking. So whose cat is it?
Taya's his own cat, but he lives with Master Obi.
Oh. Well, that all made a lot more sense now. And why are we hunting him? Ahsoka asks, crouching low because, of course, cat hunting required stealth. And right there was a black ball of fluff, over on the other side of the garden. Jayla turns shining eyes on her.
Because Master Obi's far away, and Master Qui and Rillian and Anakin are gonna go see him, and it's nice to know that Taya's okay before they do.
Well, that makes sense. Anakin... Ahsoka takes a second to turn the name over in her mind a few times slowly. It didn't sound more familiar than any other name she might have heard around, but it kind of sounded a little important, like how Master Plo's name sounded. There's a tiny little meh sound, and Jayla is off like a shot, so Ahsoka heads for the cat from the other way around. But it's a cat, so Taya darts off in a completely different third direction, and comes to a halt in front of the Padawan she'd seen a couple of weeks ago. He looks way older now, especially since he's up close, but also kind of shorter too, which Ahsoka thinks is pretty neat, because that means she's gotten bigger, Maybe that means she'll get to grow up to be just as big as Master Plo.
Anakin!
Jayla looks thrilled to bits.
Anakin!
Anakin picks up the cat and spends a few moments with his face as the center of a black purr before the cat decides to settle on his shoulder. And then he looks at Jayla and Ahsoka. And Ahsoka feels that funny itchy feeling again.
Hello there, tiny replacement. Were you looking for Taya for me?
Jayla gives his leg a hug, and Anakin ruffles her hair.
Did you want to introduce me to your friend who was helping you?
He asks softly, and Jayla shakes her head against his leg.
Nope. Don't need to.
She looks up at Anakin, hair newly messed up, and Anakin tugs at the braid that Jayla's taken to wearing. And for some reason hasn't been told off for doing so yet by the other masters, who usually tell them that braids are okay, but they're meant to be for when you're a Padawan. Anakin sighs and nods.
Has anybody ever told you that you're very perceptive for someone so tiny?
Jayla giggles, and Anakin looks right up at Ahsoka.
Hey, Snip. Ahsoka.
How do you know my name? Ahsoka stares at him, because she was pretty sure they hadn't met. After all, she'd tried to make a point of remembering everybody she'd actually gotten introduced to, because it was polite, and because being at the Jedi Temple and getting to meet loads of Jedi was so totally awesome.
Well, you're important, so I've got to know your name, right?
Anakin keeps his voice gentle and kind, but the funny itchy feeling in the back of Ahsoka's mind suddenly feels... It feels kinda sad, and kinda happy, and a little kinda lost all at the same time.
I'm not that important,
Ahsoka replies, and thinks of how dismally she's been doing in her mathematics classes. And suddenly Jayla lets go and looks at her.
Everybody is important,
Anakin says firmly. And just like that, Ahsoka finds herself stepping forward and giving Anakin just as much of a hug as Jayla was earlier. He freezes for a split second, like he hadn't done with Jayla. But then he puts one hand between her Leku on the right side, and it's okay. It's like she's meant to be there.
Hey, tiny replacement, can you do me a huge favor while we're gone?
Sure, Anakin,
Jayla pipes up. Ahsoka hears her only distantly, the funny itchy feeling in the back of her mind settling into something light and tickly, and really, really warm, like the best warm blanket ever.
Can you look after Ahsoka for me? And Ahsoka, can you look after Jayla for me?
So, we're looking after each other?
Jayla asks, wrinkling her nose, and Anakin nods.
Yep.
Okay,
Jayla decides. And just like that, it is.
Okay,
Ahsoka mumbles, and Anakin runs the fingers on his right hand along the top of where her right mantle's going to grow, and down to where her Padawan beads are going to hang. And it's really surprising. Like his right hand is surprising to be there. She looks up at him awkwardly, and Anakin gives her the oldest smile she's ever seen on another kid's face. Then he takes a really shaky breath and grins at her widely.
Don't go leading each other into trouble, okay?
He steps back, and Jayla gives her a hug from behind.
Thanks both of you for finding Taya for me. He has to put fur on everything before he lets us leave.
Taya washes his paw, utterly unconcerned at the idea of being jostled as Anakin starts walking back.
Want to go see if we can find a game of hide and find?
Jayla asks after a moment of silence, and Ahsoka looks down at her. Doesn't that kind of ruin the point of the game? She asks. And they start walking off like a funny-looking four-legged beast thing. Hide and find sounds just wizard. The end.